All right. This is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all walks of life. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine. In my household, we are not ashamed of the blood of Jesus Christ. He's kept me alive more than enough times I can count on my fingers. And this is an American business. This is an American veteran spouse and veteran-owned business, meaning you have the freedom of any religion you so choose, and we respect it as long as you do not try to harm human beings in the name of your religion, and especially children. We are a family protective unit in this business. And this podcast is an extension of the brand. We are very family focused at Move Happy. And sometimes I release music that the Holy Spirit inspires through me. And I just, whenever the Holy Spirit tells me to do a topic, he whispers the topic to me. Just whatever I'm doing in life. And I've been dealing with a car accident for a long, long time. I'm waiting for car insurance companies to pay up and help out. And today was a lot of progress. So the topic for today's sermon is "Till Death Do Us Part." That's what the Holy Spirit told me. So first thing that came to mind was wedding vows, right? Till death do us part. You might have heard some wedding vows if you're not from America and American movies, right? Or you might have something similar in your wedding vows. Maybe you hand wrote yours and you spoke your own. Or maybe you allowed the minister to speak it and then you repeated after the fact. Or you went to a justice of the peace, whatever, whatever. There's tons of ways to get married, and different countries do different things based on their laws. I was blessed to be married a second time to the best husband in the world. Last March, we did a very intimate wedding because he's on the presidential security team for President Trump. And I met him because he was my protector. He was assigned from the top, at that time, what was told to me, the top security man of President Biden. He had requested his assistance in 2020, in the middle of the pandemic in October. He had gone to him, he had chosen days before, and asked him to allocate his resources because he was a part of the top security man of Team Biden's person was a part of a therapy event that I had created and executed in society for rich people to help bring them together. I'm very good at bringing people together. And so I'm giving you a little premise. So this guy is kind of close to my age. I never asked him specific details of his age because I don't really care about those kinds of things. But to give you a pretext of, you know, age bracket, I'm 37. I imagine he's probably 40, somewhere around there. And good looking dude, you know, whatever, whatever. He showed up to my event online through the power of video conferencing, as did many other huge, huge names in a variety of industries. The idea was to connect them to each other, to provide an opportunity for them to potentially do business together, but I didn't make any promises. I'm very specific with my offerings. The idea for me was to bring them together because that helps me to have lots of joy. I do things that make me feel joyful, and I'm very good at bringing people together. And during the pandemic, there was a lot of people that were losing their jobs left and right, and I had done one successfully a week or two before that for free to test it to see if it was effective. And we had three continents of people show up. Three different continents showed up for me, moved their schedules around. One of them was the number one actress from a Netflix TV series, the number one show of 2019. Yeah, people showed up for me. So I knew it was going to be effective. I didn't charge anybody. And so for the second one, I charged some people and gave some people free seats and yada, yada, yada. Well, this lady was quote unquote volunteering as a coach. She wanted to help me grow my business. She and her husband had conned their way into my circle over the course of a year. And she slowly started adding conversations for me to get to know her family, because she had built enough trust. She told me she was a part of a private church group, very high society, extremely wealthy connections. And she told me, after being a part of that event where I helped bring healing to her marriage, from her words, she said, "Erin, I've wanted my husband for," I think she said 30 years, might have been 20, it's been a while. I had made a post about it without using her name, because it was a testimonial that she had texted me, and she gave me the verbal okay to post it. She said, "Erin, I have desired for him to invite me on his business trips for a long time, multiple decades, and he's never invited me to." Well, guess what? He did. After our event that you hosted, that you organized, that you created out of nothing. I said, "What?" She goes, "He invited me. He invited me on a business trip. He saw how I got to work the room and how effective I was at connecting with people. Erin, you brought healing to my marriage." So I was like, holy crap, that's cool. I didn't make that kind of a promise, but that's cool. I've just chosen to love people. I've chosen to love people how Jesus Christ described it in the scriptures, and how multiple witnesses described that he does. And so that was kind of the premise, right, in 2020. So as soon as that event happened, she promised that her husband and her, she would send her husband, she asked me to send her a 5-year future plan of all my business ideas and all the expenses in an Excel spreadsheet, send it to her, and then she would send it to her husband. Her husband would reach out to the elders of their private church group, and they would get me money. They would get me funding. Asked what kind of medical conditions I had so that they could get me medical coverage, all kinds of lies and BS. And the person that I had invited, that I had connected her to, was the top, one of the top security people, the president of the defunded Blackwater alumni group. Now, I didn't do my due diligent research back then because I was a preschooler when it came to smart technologies. I had no idea who was sitting in my room. I didn't know that they protect the presidents of America. I had no clue. I had him as a guest on a podcast earlier in the year, and he had a nonprofit business for animals, and I liked the nonprofit business. He was helping to transition animals back into society that had been used in the force, and I liked it. And so I had just invited a variety of my network of guests that I had a positive experience with on my podcast, and or I had connected through other social media means. And he said yes to show up. Well, apparently in a private conversation between she and he, because I asked everyone permissions in the meeting if they desired to connect, if I was allowed to share their phone number and email, or either or both. And so people gave me permissions, and they sent me their verbal okays, and I had handwritten notes of people that had, yes, given me permissions, because I'm old school and I like to organize things in handwritten notes in my planner. And I'm so glad I did, because I didn't realize I was going to be hacked into, professionally hacked into, from this evil group called the Illuminati that's infiltrated every single major organization in the world. They have all the riches in the world, and that woman, my hero of 2020, that this man connected me to, days later, he told me with his intel, his high level security expertise, he believed that she and her husband was a part of this group. And I said, "You think they're in the Illuminati?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "They invited me to their group in 2018. He goes, "They did?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "What do you know about their group?" This is my hero of 2020, the man that was connected, that the top security man of Team Biden requested to get me assistance and told me very specifically who to look for in a safe house if I got in that particular city, in that particular state in Georgia. He intentionally sent me to connect with him. I didn't know he had a private conversation with him and told him that I was in emergency need of help, and it was above his pay grade. I had no idea because I think they didn't want to cause fear in me. They were trying to figure out what the heck was going on, because I'm very good at connecting people. I have supernatural gifts. We all do, right? If you lean into your calling, how the Father has designed you, if you ask how you can serve and choose to love other people, he can swiftly move you up to the front of the line and get lots of attention on your business and brand and mission and all those things. And I have just shared my story of helping people to find their own empowerment from within, to find their own happiness, right? And in my family, we identify that way to find your empowerment through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, we don't advertise our religion everywhere. I didn't even speak the name of Jesus Christ until that time, that period, 18 months into growing this brand. Not because I was hiding it or ashamed of it, because the vision that was showed clearly to me from the creator of the universe in 2018 told me that I was going to be connecting multiple religions. And so I didn't want to limit anyone that might identify with a different faith system as me. And so this person that was assigned to protect me, they all pretended like they didn't know each other. It was all a part of this contest, but also real life. I was added to this nomination for a global mental health ambassadorship position. They are adding all ambassadors. They planned it all. All these rich, evil people planned it because they knew about the shutdown in 2018. Because many of them knew about it years, decades before. It's been all in the plan since the 50s. I didn't know any of that stuff. I just live my life, and I try my best to pay my bills on time. And for whatever reason, the creator of the universe decided to give me my true calling in life in 2018, and I leaned in. So this person that I got to spend time with in the safe house, he decided to take me under his wing, and he protected me and he trained me. One of the top security men for President Trump. Now, he never admitted who he worked for. In fact, I asked him, "Are you a part of the Blackwater Group?" And he said, "No." He said, "Aaron, here's the thing. Even if I was, I couldn't tell you." And I said, "Why is that?" He goes, "Because if anybody were to know that you were associated with any of the presidents, that's a huge security risk to the nation. They could capture you, kidnap you, rape you as a woman, because that's what often happens in war times. I'm just being real. And torture you for information." I was like, my eyes got wide open. I was like, "Well, then don't tell me nothing." He goes, "Exactly. I'm not." He goes, I've been in this space for a long time. I was assigned to protect you, I think, because he messed up and he told you way too much information." So he slowly started telling me little bits and pieces. He was like, "No, I don't know that guy. I don't know that guy. Oh, is that what his name is? Is that what he's going by?" So they would tell me all kinds of things. Some of it I thought was the truth. Some of it they'd tell me stories because they were testing me to see what I think I would leak. And I'm an honest person. So I told them, "Don't tell me stuff. If you're not supposed to tell me stuff that puts our country at risk, just don't tell me. Just let me do my job and you do yours." And so slowly they all were like, I think they all fell in love with Aaron Nicole because because I'm myself. I'm just myself. And I spent 2 months with this man, off grid, kindest man you'd ever meet, spiritually connected to the Father, extremely smart, very protective of me. And he decided right away, within a couple of weeks, to propose to me. He gave me a diamond ring. I said, "Whoa, thank you. I appreciate you, but I can't marry you. I just met you. And I needed help and protections because I was dating somebody that year that threatened and started acting out the plans of killing his own mom." Yeah. And then this Illuminati group hacked into his phone device, hacked into mine, because that's what they do. They cause division because they're from the enemy. And so I was like, I need time away from dating because I don't know why I attracted that kind of a person into my life. And I take full responsibility for the outcomes in my life that are in my reality. That's something that Tony Robbins trains in his videos about. The moment you take full responsibility for your life, how it is, that's the moment that you can begin to shift and make changes for the positive. And I didn't wish it on myself, but Oprah Winfrey even speaks about it as well. Your intentions. When you realize that your intentions are what bounce back to you, what you send out in the world comes back to you. There was a movie that I think she produced a couple of years ago. I seen in the movie theaters. They spoke about it. And so when I started taking full responsibility for, wow, okay, this calling has been allowing me to grow very swiftly, but it's also attracted a lot of dark people with mental health problems that think it's okay to kill their own mom. And I was like, nope, I need to wash all that nastiness away from me. I'm never, ever dating anybody like that again. And so he got upset, right? He was trying to be kind, but he was like, he was hurt because he knew he was going to be my husband immediately. That's what real men do. They let their intentions be known. They don't try to ruin a woman's reputation. They don't try to damage her character. They don't try to steal from her. Real men cover and protect women. That is the design of the Father. But we had a problem. We had a societal problem of a lot of people judging age differences. And so I was concerned about how it would look externally. And I also was getting to know him, and I don't like when I sense people try to control me, because I was controlled in my childhood and not listened to, and I was sexually abused for 4 years, and nobody helped me in a Christian household. I was a mute child. I was in delayed reading. I did all the kinds of things that are stereotypical of a homeschool child. And extremely neglected. But my parents loved me, right? But they didn't know because it was secretive and it was done all in secret. And as I'm more grateful, the Holy Spirit opens up more of my memories. And I had no idea that this evil Illuminati group was targeting me on purpose because they were trying to get me to join their group to then one day denounce Jesus Christ. Yeah. The evil lady that had conned her way onto my team by volunteering and telling me she was a part of a private church group and was going to get me funding. Yeah. She couldn't come near me when I started speaking the name of Jesus Christ. That's why she got so upset. When I was forced into safe housing, forced into homelessness, where the Illuminati group signed a contract with that top security man from President Biden. I didn't know they signed a contract. He went to someone he respected, and they decided to allow her and the organization to steal from me for 3 years. They didn't tell me because if they told me, then I'd be involved, and they knew that I am an honest person, and it would be difficult for me to understand why they allowed it to happen. But as time has gone on, I believe the Creator allowed that to happen to remind everybody that I am such a fighter. I am a survivor. And the Creator assigned this position for me in 2018, that I would be the person to educate and empower people around the world about depression. That was my assignment. That was my calling. I had no idea that we were going to all have a shutdown in 2020. I had no idea that all these rich organizations would start shifting their behavior based on things that I've spoken out loud and steal my ideas from me and steal money from me and steal my associations from me. But nothing can be stolen from a child of the Most High King without his permission. And last March, I married my hero after a year of making him wait, after a year of organizing free concerts for veterans and first responders from homelessness. Was my first concert. I was staying in an Airbnb because my mother sent me financial assistance because I couldn't get residency. I couldn't apply for housing assistance back in the state where I was trying to get back to, because my person that was my quote-unquote on a paperwork form, right, a referral, was my family member who had committed domestic violence against me. Not so severe as what some people have gone through, but he was in mental crisis and he wasn't getting the supportive services he needed. So that's why I had to flee our address. And I was trying to get back because a person that lied to me, a veteran, said, come on over here. We've got businesses. We'll help you. I've been lied to and manipulated from so many men. It's unreal in my life, but the Creator loves me and cares for me and provides and protects me. Until death do us part, my husband and I were married last year. We were allowed to stay together for 19 days, and because of this contest, I thought it would be better. But no, they signed a contract. The most powerful, rich, evil people in the world signed a contract to steal from me for 3 years, and they decided that my husband broke the rules of the contract, and so they tried to have us both killed. One of the top security men that protects President Trump, and he knew it. So he had to lie to my face and tell me he wanted a divorce. I didn't know it at the time, and he has never told me the truth. I haven't been able to speak or communicate at all to my husband, but till death do us part. I had to pretend, once I figured it out, I had to pretend like I hated his guts and date people because they tried to kill us both in our own nation. But I married the best, most fierce, trained assassin for President Trump. And he's been waiting. And his buddies that are all the top trained assassins from around the world that are in every single organization in the world. You don't know who his associations are. They're everywhere. All you need to know is that America is heavily protected by the best security teams on both political parties. And they decided that I was the winner in 2020, but they couldn't tell me. They had to allow everyone else in the contest the right to prove themselves. And over the last 3 years, I haven't received any financial help at all. And the Holy Spirit already told me that I am the assigned person, and I will be reunited with my husband. Nobody can steal from a child of the Most High King. And he and I made a binding agreement. And love covers over all wrongs. Love is the most powerful force in the world. And this October will be 3 years, and that contract is up. But what they didn't plan on was when they signed a contract with the top trained assassins of America, they thought that they would keep it a secret. Nope. They've been tracing all illegal activities. Yeah, half of the team got bought out because they have to listen to their commander. That's the commander-in-chief. And I don't know if you've been watching the news or not, but there's a lot of bad publicity about President Biden right now. And I do not pick political sides, but I will tell you from my personal experience, nothing but the truth. And the truth is, his top-trained guy that came to my house that provided me protections, forced me to do inappropriate things in exchange because a police non-emergency 911 number was erased where I requested mental health services for the person, PJ Flynn, that tried to kill his own mother and started acting the plans. Yeah, I've been through some real life craziness, and the Holy Spirit loves me and decides to keep it moving. Keeps giving me another day on this earth. So I'm like, all right, Lord, where are you sending me next? And that person, 6 months after, so in April, I believe it was April, he asked me to go on a date, pretended to take me on a date, even though he's a married dude. I didn't know he was married. I would not have gone on a date with a married man. I don't do adultery. I'm not involved in adultery. I read the Proverbs every single day, and it is listed all over the Bible to not be involved or commit adultery. And at that time, I wasn't married, so I was allowed to date whoever I desired to. But he tried to get me to suck his penis twice on that waste of time date. I wouldn't even call it a date. The only thing he paid for was a couple of drinks. The emotional damages, not worth it. But I'm choosing to forgive him. I'm choosing to show mercy to him. Because I believe this Illuminati group is so powerful that they tried to isolate him and tried to ruin his business. So he had to. He had no other choice but to take me on a fake date and ask me because they were listening in on his devices. These people are powerful. They are way more powerful than the presidents of America. Yeah, way more powerful because they practice the worship of Satan together. And they pool all their money together to sacrifice children. They abduct 8 million children each year, sexualize them, create sex slavery. And at the top tier, they sacrifice these children. They torture them. It releases hormones in their body. When they create a fear state in these children, then they sacrifice the children and drink their blood. It's a satanic practice that they've been doing for 1,600 years. Why? To look younger. So you need to look in the media. You need to look at all of the celebrities that are advertising skincare products, that are advertising beauty regimes and looking younger, and ask yourself, could they be involved? And they're also profiting off of selling products by using their own face while they're in the background, in the dark, dirty business, sacrificing children in private. You need to pay close attention to these people. They completely destroyed, hacked into the direct sales company I was a part of when I interviewed the president, multi-billion dollar business that was the number one business in the world. They broke a 150-year industry using real science, real cutting-edge science, and natural products that do not harm any humans. And I just interviewed them in my first year of the podcast, and they were able to hack into all their accounts and destroyed their business because they were their closest competitor to their child sacrificing business. It's sick. And the Holy Spirit reveals names to me of these people. And they tried to destroy my marriage, but till death do us part, I will never say anything bad about my husband. I married the best man in the world, and he has the best associations all over the world. My assignment, I had no idea that my assignment was going to put me in danger. I had no idea that my assignment was going to attract the top security teams that protect all the presidents of America. I had no idea that this simple assignment from the Father above was going to bring my business and my brand and my name attention all over the world. But I welcome it. I welcome it because I make good decisions. And if I make a mistake, I'm not afraid to admit it. When I make a mistake and I ask for forgiveness, the more mercy you show others, the more mercy is shown to you. The more love you show and give to others, the more love comes back to you. And this October 2023, I will be reunited with my husband. We're less than 80 days away. I think we're at like 75 days or something until that meeting takes place with all the presidents of the United States of America, all the first ladies. Oprah Winfrey will be in the room, Tony Robbins and his wife Sage, my pastors Joel and Victoria Osteen, Beyonce, and if her husband's available, Jay-Z. My mother will be there. My husband and the man that came to my house in 2020 that provided me protections. We're going to forgive him in private, discreetly. But we're all going to sign a contract that he's never, ever going to cheat on his wife again. And he's never going to use his power and influence to ask ladies around America for sexual favors in exchange for protections. Because that's not legal. And that's an abuse of power. We're going to do it discreetly because that is what my faith system says. That discretion, if you read in the Proverbs, I'm seeing 14, so it might be in chapter 14. I don't have the Bible memorized. I don't pretend to know it all, but that's the Holy Spirit equipping me over time. And if that's wrong, then it's wrong. I'm not worried about that at all. With the internet, you could look up anything online. We're going to respect this man's decision to keep me alive. He had no idea what he was signing. When he signed a contract, that was binding him to the satanic group for 3 years. So I imagine they threatened his family like they did an active duty female black officer that served over 20 years. They threatened her family. She was my nonprofit business partner. My friend of 7 years. Yeah. This group is very powerful, but till death do us part. My husband and I, nobody can separate the power of marriage. The only way we would divorce is if he forced me to sign paperwork. He's going to have to kill me if he wants to divorce me. And I know he wouldn't do that because he made an agreement to protect me for life. Till life, till the end of our lives. And I would be willing to die for my husband. That's real love. These people lied about my husband. These people told lies about me. They added fake diagnoses to my permanent medical record. Broke all kinds of laws. Broke the Geneva Code. They reached out to my employers, told lies about me, so I'd be forced to change jobs in the last 3 years. I've been through every single level of stress you could imagine, except for being a widow, and I don't wish that. I don't wish it at all, but I see visions of the future, and I don't wish it at all. But the Holy Spirit reveals things to me, I think, in bits and pieces to not overwhelm me. I had no idea that just sharing my story, sharing the truth about loving my abuser and not the abuse, right? Forgiving my abuser of childhood, forgiving my rapist in college, choosing love, just being truthful and sharing my story online, that it would attract so many good people, so many evil people, but so many good people, way more powerful. The creator of the universe, the power of his son, Jesus Christ, is way more powerful within you if you have a personal relationship with his son. It's way more powerful than all the evil in the world. Just one of the angels, just one of the creator of the universe's angels destroyed 125,000 men. And he revealed to me when I had my car accident at the beginning of July, over July 8th weekend, that I had over 1,250,000 angels that guard and protect me. I think because the more that he tests me, each time I am given a small test or a somewhat large test, and I continue to choose love, he stretches and strengthens my faith. And it's been very difficult dealing with this car accident because they've completely stopped me 100% from making money. I can't go to my job without a doctor's note. And I had to wait because this was a newer job for me. I had to wait 60 days for my insurance to kick in. And doctor's offices are requiring full upfront payment if you're not insured. I am insured. I'm W-2. But the insurance companies are being cheap and delaying things on purpose. And we've got some progress with it, but I've had to deal with so much BS when I should be with my husband. He should be paying all the bills. That's what husbands do. They should be providing for the family. And if we want to work as women, that's what Bishop T.D. Jakes says. If we desire to work as women, then our husbands will bless it and allow us to. And encourage us to. But we shouldn't have to work if we are married. That is what real men do, and that's what my dad did for my mom. She didn't have to start working until I'm the baby, until I got into high school, and even still, she chose to focus on the family. And I think there's all kinds of families out there. Some people work, and I don't mind working. I will always be working. I'm a hustler. I've been working two jobs since I was 9 years old. There's no off switch for me, but I have been forced to stop work with zero income coming in, and they've made me pay for so many things out of pocket, but we've got progress. We've got lawyers set up. We're working it. Got my insurance card. I still haven't been able to communicate with my husband, but I'm believing for October. So please join with me in prayer. Speak it out loud, because there is power when you speak out loud your prayers. The prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective. That's what the word says. And I believe the prayers of a righteous woman as well, of a person, of a child, of a college student, of an elderly person, all people, if you would join me in prayer, that is what I ask for you. If you believe in marriage, if you believe in America, if you believe in veterans, I'm a veteran spouse, and they've royally disrespected all veterans and all veteran spouses when they chose to disrespect me. I'm setting the precedence. No other woman will have to go through what I've experienced moving forward. I've developed over 44 alternative therapies. In 37 years, I'm a multi-trillion dollar asset, and they've all watched me grow even greater when they've blocked me on purpose for the last 3 years from making money. Because when the Lord above all lords assigns something to you, it's yours. You have to take it. Nobody can steal it from you. No one can stop your destiny except for you. If you desire to have a personal relationship with the Father that I know, the Father of all of us, and His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, you can do that. It's free. Nobody can sell it to you. You can't do anything to earn it, but you do have to do some things. So whatever you're doing right now, if you're driving, find a safe spot to park on the side of the road or find a parking lot and repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. You give it freely to those who believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and believe that they are sinners. So, Father, I confess that I am a sinner. I make mistakes, but I don't desire to anymore, Father. I desire to walk with you every day. I desire to learn from my mistakes. Please forgive me of all my past mistakes and anything I make in the future, Father. Give me a strong conscience to make good decisions and to choose to love people, all people, including my enemies. Come into my heart and never leave my side. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Your next steps are to get plugged into a Bible-based church. A physical church is going to be best, I recommend, because the Holy Spirit reveals things to me, and the internet will be shut down in November. So all these live streaming, TV watching, I don't know if the TV is going to be shut down. I don't know how bad it's going to be, but I know that the internet's going to go down. So get plugged in with a church body that you trust in your area. There's all kinds of denominations. We love them all, as long as they aren't harming humans, and especially children, right? If it's a Bible-based one, they're going to speak about Jesus there. They should. And we believe in the whole Bible. So get plugged in. See if you can serve. If you have children or college-age students in your family, or maybe a new baby, whatever, look for churches that offer services for your specific needs. Try different ones out if you've never been to church before. They're kind of like gyms, right? The larger the church body, the more the members, the more the ties, the more resources they have to allocate towards assistance, right? Towards different programs for you. That's their job, is to provide you resources. If you're in the military, there are chaplains, even on post. If you don't have a vehicle, maybe you're just out of boot camp and you don't have a lot of money, there should be churches on the military installations. We as taxpayers pay taxes to provide you with chaplains, and they are supposed to pray for you and provide you resources no matter what denomination of your faith. That's why I love being an American, because we don't discriminate against your faith system. Even churches of temples like the Hindu faith and Buddhist faith, right? And Muslim faith, Christian faith, right? All different faith systems. The only one that we don't welcome at our events is the satanic one, because they sacrifice children, and we don't. We don't encourage that. That is not welcome. There's a lot of satanic worshipers that are in our leadership, but they're going to be moved out real quick. Real quick. I can't wait for President Trump to get in office next year. I don't pick political sides, but they forced me to because they tried to kill me. Yeah, so I made the very easy decision, and I chose to and will choose to vote for the man that allocated his resources and his best security man when President Biden's team asked them for help. So nobody's going to be lying anymore when Aaron gets in this position. I can't wait for October's meeting. Woo, I can't wait. I will be crowned privately as the Global Mental Health Ambassador. And the U.S. Marine veteran that was a part of my original Move Happy program, he will be in that room. It's up to him if he wants to be a part of the photo. At this time, we can't receive any tithes or donations, and you can't buy anything from our businesses because of this 3-year contract with this Illuminati group that's the evil dark group from the Sound of Freedom movie. They're real, and they targeted me. But that's all right. I'm being patient, and I have the best security teams on all political parties looking out for me. My promise to you is by my 40th birthday, whatever money flows in through our businesses for my husband and I, we will be only keeping 10%, and we'll be allocating 90% away to any person or organizations that the Holy Spirit tells us to. My husband is head of household, so we will pray together. We will pray with our board of directors, and we will ask, what are the greatest needs for our top-level leaders and the citizens of America and around the world? Primary focus, I believe, will go to America because we've all been attacked since 2020. They try to cover it up because it's bad publicity. But cyber warfare is real. And this evil Illuminati group, whoo, they're real, but they're not as powerful as his son, Jesus Christ. So join us. Join us in prayer for our nation. Join us in prayer for the leadership to have wisdom and discernment. I can't wait for that meeting to take place. I can't wait because love is the most powerful force in the world. Between now and then, if you desire to help my family, we don't expect anything. But if you do, Father, what should I ask them for? Okay, he says to call all the mayors. Call your mayor in your state. And if you are in the military and or you just move around a lot for your job, and you have connections to multiple mayors in America, call them. Call all the mayors you know and ask them to cast their vote when they get reached out to from the authorities. I don't know how this contest works. This is the first ever in history. I have no idea. I want them to hear my name and keep hearing my name and keep hearing my name until October's meeting, and they'll say, okay, we made a good decision because we keep hearing her name everywhere and we can't stop thinking about Erin Nicole. So just let them know. Say, hey, I'm casting my vote for Erin Nicole to win the Global Mental Health Ambassadorship and the first ever Chief Spiritual Officer of America position, and please bring her husband home. He asked to retire from this group. He asked to retire. He still never told me what group he was part of. He asked, he did all the right procedural steps, and they tried to have us killed. Not acceptable. So please join with us, call your mayor, and pray for our family and pray for unity back in our nation. We do not desire World War III, but that is what they are bringing us all to. We believe that we can prevent that if we join together. I can't wait for that meeting to take place. What's that, Father? He says to speak about I Am His Child. That's a song that I'm going to be releasing. What else, Father? Okay, he says to say Joel Osteen's church. That is where I will share my first ever public testimony, is at Pastor Joel's church, Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. At some point in December, I believe, is when that will happen. We'll coordinate and make sure we get an agreement with him in that meeting with his wife, make sure they're in alignment with that, and find out what kind of resources they need from us. I'm very excited. It's a song that I wrote, and I'm going to get help with the language translations because there's 19 different languages through the power of the Google Translate. So thank you to those of you working on Google Translation services. And there will also be a call to action where people can sing in the audience like my mom and my Aunt Carol have done for multiple decades. And they did at the psych hospital where Move Happy was first birthed in our Happy Wall Celebration Day. It's going to be an opportunity for all languages to acknowledge that we are his children. I can't wait. Thank you guys so much for being a part of this journey. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.